The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Hospital for treatment.
Good Saturday morning, St. Louis. Guess what? You're listening to the Home Improvement Show right here on Camel X. As he just said, I'm your man, Rich Orris, here for you. And thanks for making us part of your weekend. I love that. I have a great time doing this, and I just love to help out. So for the next 2 hours, we're going to be talking about the place that life happens for you, for everybody in your home, whether you're trying to maintain it, repair it, upgrade it, or completely remodel it. This is your opportunity to get answers to the questions that matter most to you. The phone lines right now wide open for you, 314-436-7900. Get you straight in here with me. If you've got a question about your home, give me a call. No project is too big or too small. We can help you figure it out. And so what are you doing this weekend? What are you trying to figure out? What are you trying to take care of? Are your windows a little drafty? Are you wondering if it's time to replace that aging roof? Maybe you got a kitchen remodel you're thinking about, a bathroom update, finished basement, or looking for ways to improve your home's energy efficiency. That's always a good topic, whether it's on your mind. If that's out there for you, let's talk about it right here again, 314-436-7900. So, you know, your home, we talked about your home being one of your biggest investments most of us will ever make. And a little knowledge can save you a lot of time. It can save you a lot of money. It could, most importantly, probably save you a lot of frustration. And that's what this show is all about. Just trying to make it easier for you. Make smart decisions. Avoid costly mistakes. So grab your cup of coffee. Pull up a chair. Join the conversation with me one last time. Write this down. 314-436-7900. Get you in here with me. We'll see who ends up being first on deck today. And speaking of being on deck, we got Cardinals cutting in here a little bit later in the 12 o'clock hour. But don't worry, if you need your home improvement fix, if you want to stick with us, get your question in. You can just jump over in the second hour to 97.1 FM and join me there. If you're a Cardinal fan, stick around for the game. Go Cards. Always love that too. I will be here helping out and seeing what we need to do. And speaking of what we need to do, it's June. So some maintenance thoughts, some maintenance tips. We got summer at bay here coming on strong, and it is starting to get warm. Little list of different things you might want to think about performing in the month of June. You want to go through a little checklist. We got spring ending, summer starting, and one that might surprise you the most that would be on the list is to get your chimney inspected and cleaned, and get a certified chimney sweep out and get that chimney done. And you think, wow, well, I got a lot of time before I need anything like that. Well, yeah, you sure do. But guess what? If you wait till fall, if you wait till right before winter, if you wait till when everybody's trying to start up their fireplaces and want to get them cleaned, you're going to be in line. Maybe even get some discounts for doing it earlier in the year. You can find some deals. Doesn't matter when you perform that throughout the year. You got a wood-burning fireplace you use often, you use every winter. You want to clean that thing every year so you can do it in the spring, in the summer, and get it done when it's easier. They have more time. They can pay attention to it, and they're not running around trying to do 1,000 of these things in one day. But, you know, a lot of the spring to summer stuff, you're going to want to prune some trees and shrubs, get it away from your siding, get it away from your roof. You want to set some of those thermostats And if you have some ductwork dampers, you want to get those set into the summer mode. Everything kind of changes for you, so get that going. And think about cleaning, checking outside, washing your siding, brick, gutters. Think about cleaning out dryer vent systems, dryer vent pipes, exhaust pipes, everything running out, including like we talked about with the chimney. And then check your windows, storm windows. Make sure everything kind of works properly, that there's the caulk isn't cracking or coming apart around doors and windows, and just kind of final inspect on that outside, because now is the time for your exterior caulking, painting, all those jobs, all those repairs to get done. You want to get it done before the deep heat of August out there. So, hey, we've got Jim on the line. Let's jump to the phones and see what's going on. Hey, Jim, thanks for calling. What's up?
Thank you. We're looking at buying a ranch house. And the question for you, do you provide a service where you could just come out, take a look at it, tell us if we could take the roof off the back of the house, expand it, add a family room, add a larger kitchen and a hearth room, and then also the bathroom? Just giving us a rough idea if it's doable, and then an a per square foot on what something like that would cost based on your experience.
So the per square foot cost is definitely hard from the angle of what we do and how we figure things out here at Mosby Building Arts, because the smaller areas of the same type of work is going to have a lot different per square foot price than a great, great large area. There's so much to think about with access and how everything's performed and taken care of and how you get in and out and where it is and all the different complexities to be looked at. Those are a lot of the things that end up getting missed when people just kind of Google like square foot price and it comes up with one, but it doesn't fit every circumstance. So that is why looking at the house and seeing things and just gives us a better situation to be able to say, you know, compared to other projects that I've had similar, you might be around here to there, to have us perform something like that. But the hard part is, I think we all know, obviously, yes, everything you're saying can be done. It's just a matter of, will it work out for you? Does the expense work out? All that. And the hard part with when you're buying the house is finding the time to getting in and having the meeting. Because it would basically be a regular just meeting that we would have, like a consultation, to if someone called in and said they wanted to do all this work, we would set up a time and we'd come out and we would look it over. And part of that conversation, not just explaining what we do and how we do it, all that, is a budgeting exercise to say, compared to other projects we've built, we see you spending between this dollar amount and this dollar amount. It's a rough range, and it's just a conversation, but it does give good guidance. So the hard part with coming out and seeing it is we can be 2 to 3 weeks sometimes away from an appointment to look at a project like that. And that can be difficult with the house that you want to buy, because a lot of times you don't have 2 or 3 weeks to wait to have that meeting, and the house sells in the meantime.
Yeah.
So it would be our normal consultation service, but it's hard to fit it in until you have the house under contract, which is not always ideal time.
But let's just assume that you can get in. The question I have for you more than anything else is taking a look at it.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It sits on an acre of ground. It's a flat lot. It's easily accessible. So those things I'm not worried about. What I was more interested in is, can you take the joist, you know, the roof trusses off and heighten the ceiling, add this room, those types of things? You know, is it doable, or are we wasting our time even thinking about it? And can you do that by kind of looking at it and based on your experience, say, yeah, oh, yeah, we can do that, but it's going to, you know, it's going to be very expensive or whatever.
Yeah, yes. So yes, we can definitely, it would be one of our typical just consultation meetings where we just come out and look at the house and examine it and talk about the projects and kind of let you know where we think we would be and where we think, you know, you might end up price-wise and stuff. And generally, most of us that they have come out can take a situation like that and pretty much figure out if we can, you know, change trusses, stuff like that, how difficult or easy or in between might it be, and give you some sort of dollar sense there of where we see a project going.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it would be just trying to set up a consultation appointment to do that.
Okay. And then I assume that if you said, yeah, you can do what you want to do, that you would provide, you have architectural service. I mean, you could provide a turnkey project.
Yes.
Drawings yep. to completion.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We can do that all the way through. And we have licensed architect on staff. We do break up our designing architectural process into three steps. Makes it kind of easier for you and all of that. So that's a, you know, kind of a stepped process for you that everybody appreciates.
Okay, good. All right. Then we're going to get a consultation set up and we'll have you come out and take a look at it.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds great.
All right. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. Appreciate it. All right. Hey, let's jump into our first break of the show here, but don't forget right here, just like with Jim, let me know what you got going on. Let's see if we can help you out. 314-436-7900. Don't touch that dial. More. All right, here we go. Welcome back. Home Improvement Show here for you. What do you got going on? What do you need? What are you trying to fix? What are you working on? You got a remodel? You got something you're thinking about? Let's talk about it. Let's chat it out. 314-436-7900. We're going to jump straight to Randy on the line and see what's going on with Randy. Hey, Randy, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I got a hot water hot knob that you turn on and off for one of the hot water. And there's a cartridge behind there, and it looks like I need to either replace that cartridge and a bezeled washer. When I turn the hot water on, it won't shut off. So I had to shut off my water because it won't pull the water back when I turn the water off. I don't know where I can buy those parts.
Okay. Is this like an Insta-Hot faucet? In the kitchen?
Put in the house and the bathtub, and there's two hot water and a cold water.
Oh, so it's on like a bathtub faucet?
Right.
And it's two handles, like a separate hot and cold. And so when you turn the hot handle off, it's not shutting it off all the way?
Right. It won't shut it off at all.
Okay.
And so that washer's just kind of been destroyed that's in there that I guess... it presses up against that lever.
Okay. So there's kind of two ways you can figure this out because it definitely depends on the make and model who made this faucet. Is it a Moen or a Kohler or whatever?
Well, it's probably the original faucet that was in the house when the house was built in 1950.
Well, there you go. That's going to simplify it quite a bit because you've got, you've got the metal, like brass stem, and it has like rubber O-rings and rubber washer on the end of it. So,
it's not an O-ring, but it screws. It screws up. It pushes. It screws when it turns, and it pushes that thing in.
Yep. Yeah, so you should be able to buy that at any of the big box stores. It's really a matter of finding the right one. So you can take the rubber washer that you need into a big box home improvement store and try and actually locate that washer, exact size, thickness, everything, or what could be easier sometimes, because if you get it wrong, then it could look right. And then when you try to use it or fit it in, it just doesn't quite fit in there right. And you thought, boy, that looked exactly like it. But some of the differences are so slight. You can buy like a whole kit that has like all the sizes. And it's kind of like, do you want to pay a couple bucks for a couple washers, or do you want to pay like $25 to make sure you don't have to take another trip back to the store?
Yeah, I went to a big box store and they didn't have that unit, and they did have a whole box of washers that you paid, I think, about $12 for, and you got about 30 or 40 of them, but it didn't have the right one. I thought I might have to go to a plumbing supply place or something.
Yeah, I would try then, if they didn't have it in the big box stores, yeah, you're looking for, so I would try like Henry Plumbing,
30 or 40 of them.
Crescent Plumbing, like an actual plumbing supply, wholesale plumbing. I would try and go to a plumbing supply wholesaler and start with them, because if anything, then if they don't even have it, they're more likely to be able to locate it and possibly order it.
Okay, you said that the second one after Henry's was what, Crescent?
Crescent Plumbing. Yep, they're kind of in like Delmar area. And then Wholesale Plumbing is another one.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, good luck, because if the big box store didn't have it, you've definitely got something odd there. Hopefully they should be able to find it for you.
That rubber piece of it shattered, and I was going to have to get some, I guess, compressed air to blow that out of there, so that I could get it cleaned out. I couldn't get everything out of there.
Yeah, and I tell you what I've done in the past is it can get a little messy, especially on a tub. Maybe if you have one person kind of hold a bucket kind of at an angle over that tub, you turn that water on and you let it just shoot out. You just turn it on. You know, if it's shut off at the main, you turn that on at the main and you let all that water just shoot out of there. And I've used kind of like a 5-gallon bucket aimed down, have one person hold that where it kind of sprays into the bucket and then down towards the tub. That might help control it a little bit. Turn that thing on and let that water spray out just for 10, 20 seconds or whatever, and that's going to clear a lot of that debris out of there for you too, because it's hard to do it with air and make sure you got it all.
Now, I couldn't pick it out or pull it out with pliers. And that's so simple, it sounds like it would work.
Yep. Yeah, it'd definitely work. But if it's on a tub deck facing up, I've seen it literally hit the ceiling. And so if it shoots across the wall, it can hit the back wall and fly everywhere. And finding the right partner with the bucket that's, you know, or someone to turn the water on and back off for you. Because I think if I asked my wife to hold that bucket, she would be like, call a neighbor. I'm not doing that. Get your son. Yeah. You know, like, so yeah. So good luck with that. But that's a good way to flush that out and just make sure everything's out of it.
Okay, then. Thank you very much.
Hey, welcome. Not a problem. Good luck with that, Randy. We're just going to take our middle hour break here real quick. Make sure we have enough time here for Mike, but for everybody else, don't forget, you can call in. Let's see what's going on. See how we can help you this weekend. 314-436-7900. We'll have more home improvement right after this. Hey, guys. Rich Orris here, your source for all things remodeling. So, like me, like Mosby, for remodeling, let B&W Concrete be your source for all things concrete. Guess what they do? They do everything concrete. They do concrete foundations, retaining walls, decorative walls, flat work. They do standard, custom, and decorative concrete. They do new construction, tear out, and replacement, either way. And I tell you, the coolest thing I've ever seen B&W do for me was a retaining wall, a concrete retaining wall, and they finished it in an exposed aggregate finish. Yes, that can be done, and it is gorgeous. It is fabulous looking. They could do pretty much anything for you. They're going to do it the right way. They're going to have no issues down the road. You're going to love everything about it and have peace of mind in your products. Let them come out and talk to you. They're local, family-owned. They've been around for 5 decades or more. So give them a call, 636-458-3626, or find them online, bwconcrete.com. All right, everybody, welcome back. Here we are, more home improvement for you. We got all kind of a list of things, and we did have someone call in and made a mention about the water coming in through the foundation, which kind of what I was alluding to towards with going in and maybe camera scoping and seeing what's happening with this pipe. One thing was if he says, well, I used to know where the end was, well, maybe the end is just blocked and it's just clogged at the very end, or maybe, and that's what the caller called in and said, maybe there's just simply a clog in it somewhere and you Roto-Rooter this thing out and you clear it all out and it just starts functioning again. The thing I like about the camera scoping is you can, sometimes you need both. They'll go in so far, they'll find a clog, they'll kind of get it out of there, they'll camera scope some more, but you can see what's going on in the pipe. You can kind of see a little bit of the condition. It is hard to tell, but the obvious stuff you can see. It's hard to see fine cracks and things like that, but if you've got a root coming in there, these clay pipes connect every, 4-6 feet, something like that. So that's a leaking spot. So when you get the clog, it's going to leak out of all those seams or any cracks like crazy. So just coming in, camera scoping, seeing if they can unclog something and giving that a test run. If they did find a clog or if they did find roots all in it and they did get them cleared out, just like your sewer drain, it might just start completely working for you again, non-issue. Now here you go, which would be the easiest, best fix if that's as simple as it gets for you. So hopefully you're still on the line. Hopefully Mike's still out there listening and kind of heard that. So it would definitely be good to find the end of that thing, see if a bunch of water gushes out and get it camera scoped and cleaned out if there's any clogs for sure. So, hey, we got Tim on the line, just called in. Let's jump over to Tim and see what's happening. Hey, Tim, how can we help you?
Yes, I kind of like to add on to that gentleman who had that foundation problem. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of things probably going on with his situation, but I didn't hear no one mention the downspouts and gutters and all that. He needs to make sure that's all dug in and put away from his foundation, because anything, the more, water's going to find the, path of least resistance. And if he can dig them, make sure them, he have oversized gutters and downspouts and push all that away, so that'll be one water issue out of the way. Water's going to find the issue, but the downspouts and gutters are a main thing too. He needs to get rid, get on top of.
Yeah, and for sure, when when we were talking about, always prefer to start from the outside, see what you can do from the outside, grading away, getting the waterway, downspouts and gutters overflowing are definitely the first step of that grade away from the house.
Right. And also keep that. I know a lot of people, I see people, they landscape too high up to their foundation and sometimes even above it. It's like, keep your landscaping and your soil a couple, 3-4 inches below that foundation and don't give it a chance to get over that sill plate.
Yep. No, it's a shame. And unfortunately, not just landscaping, mulch, all of that. You see that all the time, but I see them where I have one right now that it's landscaping pavers. They literally put in a paver patio. They stepped it up and they put in a whole outdoor kitchen along the back of the house. And the paver patio is higher than the foundation onto the brick.
I seen another customer with an in-ground pool, and they, did the patio around it, and It was at the.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Same level or slightly higher than the top of the foundation. I'm like, and they wonder why they had water problems. They wonder why they had termites. It's like, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, yeah. And well, and that's what they said. Well, how do we fix it permanently? And I'm like, you lower the pool. You know, like,
right.
I'm like, really? The permanently is, yeah, it all needs to go away. And yeah, my client's in the same situation where I'm like, we're talking pool coping, all kinds of stuff, and redoing the entire backyard. Well, how do we fix the band board? I'm like, well, we remove the paver patio and everything on top of it. We remove brick off your house. It's such a shame, but,
yeah, a lot of these contractors, you know, blow smoke up, you know, these customers, you know, what I'm talking about.
And
it all looks beautiful when they put that pool in, and until down the line they start having issues.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something with the one I have right now, because they were also the next step that happened for them, and there's like all these multiple steps that start to combine to make it even worse. So after all that was put in and they had some water issues and they had some French drains put in to try and get some of the water away, but they didn't take the kitchen, everything apart. Well, when they finished the basement, they sprayed the band board with foam insulation.
Mm.
Well, I love that. I don't like that you can't check for termites.
Right.
But for an air sealing value, for all that, for everything on an insulation air sealing value, it's the best thing you could do. But if you have a patio that's higher and you get all this water there, well, that's right. Why all of a sudden they started noticing issues, because the band board, sill plate, all that stuff couldn't dry out anymore. It accelerated that rot.
Yeah.
To just like you would, all like, of a sudden like you, kitchen sinking.
Like you said earlier, you know, it's like they almost need to put a French drain around the whole outside so that don't, you know what I mean, and take that in and just get rid of that. But, yeah, it's, you know, if they think about stuff a little bit before, you know.
Yeah, before getting too deep.
Horse, that's what happens.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, hey, Tim, appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Thanks for the thought and the information. You're welcome, buddy. Appreciate it. And yeah, we always talk about, you know, sometimes I just take for granted because I just do this so much that I'm like, grade water away from the house. Well, yeah, but so definitely if you've got downspouts right there, if you've got downspout drains, and say it even goes to a pipe, it could go to that clay system. They need to be looked at, cleaned out, scoped out, see if they're working. When you do those gutter drains, and so we recommend at least 10 feet from the house. Sometimes that's hard to do on side property lines and all of that. But once you have that and that's working and you think, okay, this is perfect, well, you're not done. There's maintenance really to everything. And so when you go to clean out your gutters, now you got to clean out that downspout drain pipe all the way to the end of it and make sure that the end's open, make sure everything's flushing out. Or if you do the pop-up, make sure you take that pop-up off, clean that pipe out, make sure everything's out of it. Because if it's done properly, that pop-up at the bottom of the elbow, there should be a hole in that pipe, and that lets the water kind of leave the pipe, and that's what keeps it from building up and freezing inside the pipe in the winter and all this other stuff. So you want to put some rock underneath that pipe, give it something where the water can go to, like maybe a 5-gallon bucket size hole full of tamped rock, and that elbow's on top of it, the water can leach out. But as soon as you get roofing debris, you got to make sure that thing's cleaned and clear, and that it's functioning. And that's kind of part of your couple of time a year, clean out your gutters, make sure everything's working and going for you and working out. So it makes your job of cleaning everything a little bit more to do, but it just keeps that basement foundation, water coming in, all that stuff, so much better. But hey, we're going to get into our news break. We got a second hour coming up for you. Don't go anywhere. I'll be here for you. All right, here we are, hour two. Welcome back, everybody. Home Improvement Show. Rich Orr is here for you, sitting in the big chair, seeing how we can help you out. We've had a lot of great questions. We've had some great comments back in, some reminders of other things that might help out on some of the questions, and that's always great, and love that help, too. And we've been going through quite a bit, and I'm definitely thinking about the first call about adding on to the house and about trying to look at it and figure things out and maybe doing, obviously, with additions and changing roof lines and trying to vault ceilings in an existing home with trusses is, yeah, you're doing some pretty major rebuild in the attic, or you're just tearing out those sections and ordering new trusses that'll work out and come vaulted. And sometimes that's quicker and easier, but then do you need a roof or not? And it gets into the roof, all these different ways to perform everything, and parts and pieces kind of end up touching each other, and you're kind of weighing options on what works best, what makes the most sense, what's going to help out the whole situation for the house and the people living in the house and what they're after. How's all that work? There is a lot to go through and figure out. And so when we talk about doing the architecture and getting all that into there and getting to the very end of things, we kind of took our designing and architectural services and you know, we have like professional services packages here at Mosby where you kind of it's one kind of service all the way through, get you start to finish, but it's divided into three steps that kind of helps get towards the projects, and it helps with some of the estimating features of what does that project really cost. Because when you look at the traditional sense and how a lot of this has been done in the past and traditionally is you go to an architect, they look at it, they say, oh, yeah, you'll probably spend this much money, maybe this, maybe that. And then they do these full-on architectural plans that are pretty much ready to go and you're done and you find the project that will give you everything you want and gives you all the space you want, but it really doesn't give you any options. And you really, sometimes you don't know you need those options until you start having all these people come in your home and then they start performing some quotes on what does it take to actually build, what is going to happen. So I know when we were talking with Jim in the first hour about his a lot of land space, a lot of this access is going to be pretty easy, but I've had a lot of them where you go look at it and there's just really no way around this house. I've been to a house where they had architectural plans to build a room addition on the left side of the house. The right side of the house was the side entry garage. You came up a hill. It was up in these hills, and you came up to their two-car garage on the side, and you kind of took a sidewalk to the front door. Well, behind the house, about 5 feet away, was a stone wall, like a mountain. Like it was carved out. And there was really no backyard, and I'm going, how do we get anything to the left side of your house? Like, that's interesting. How are we digging a foundation? How are we getting any type of equipment back there to even accomplish this? I had another one. It was just, you could have gotten back there, but the yard, everything around, it was so beautiful. It had so much landscape and shrubs that were trimmed into a path and stuff. And so you either destroy all that, or he was like, well, what if we came from the street behind me and came between my two neighbors' houses behind me to get access? And I'm like, man, we're driving through two other people's property to try and get the, it just, it can become difficult in how you accomplish things. And there's a lot that just doesn't get looked at and thought about until someone really needs to put it to the pen. So when we look at our service there and we go, okay, well, let's look at and let's take investments into the equation. So let's look at several ways to do things, and maybe, you know, kind of more like house shopping. When you go house shopping, you have a list of all the things you want. And sometimes when you find the house that has all 10 things you want, you can't afford it. And sometimes you find some that's way below your budget, but it's only got two or three things you want. And you're really trying to find something that has between 5 and 8 of the 10 things you would like in order to get the house you want. And we can do that approach with room additions, with kitchens, with any type of remodeling, where basically you're seeing options. We're looking at it different ways, and we're saying, well, you know, this is closer to the budget you were hoping for. It's probably only got two or three things you want. This is kind of in the middle, and this could work out. And here's where that, and here's the whole Taj Mahal, everything, you know, we live the dream. Here it is. And here's what all that, and performing estimates to each of those problems, to projects, to get a tighter price range, gives you a lot of information and just kind of lets you really know and understand, okay, hey, what am, you know, where am I really at? What's it really worth spending on? And then maybe we mix and match these projects and we take pieces out of the Taj Mahal Live the Dream one and we put it into the middle one and see where we end up in between there, and really come to a spot where you're getting enough and you're at a investment level that you feel comfortable at and that you're ready to proceed with. And so the drawings aren't done. They're not stamped. We're not pulling permits until we're well beyond all of that, because then once we know, okay, out of these three projects or so, we mixed and mingled and we came to this one, well, then we start a second phase of that. So there's a second area that, okay, now you get into it and you start shopping for the things that you want in your project and finding what they actually are, and have one of our designers to assist you through that process. You can go to our design center, see all sorts of stuff you can get, help pick all that out. But all the while that's happening, we also show up to the house. We do walkthroughs. We have the plumber, the electrician, the flooring. We have our project manager. Everybody's out there. We bring them in one part at a time. We bring in our head of our painting division, all these people to look at their areas. So they're helping narrow down exactly what they need to do. How does that work with the project? Is what the estimator put in it appropriate to what now each area they're looking at exactly needs to happen? And that's where the up and the down swings a little bit, and there's still a little bit of a range, but then we're using this information to eliminate that range and come to an exact construction cost. So if you're getting bids off of plans and you get three foundation quotes and they're all off of plans, they might not be as accurate as you think. And the same thing for plumbing, electrical, everything. They come out, they find stuff. So we try and locate all that in our second phase and get you that good information. But hey, we're going to get into our Cardinal game break here. Don't forget to jump over to 97.1 for Home Improvement, 314-436-7900. We'll be back.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.